Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Catherine Capita's here. I'm glad she's here, too. Catherine is a longtime 10-year member of our Brain Trust, president of her company, which is Self Brand, author of all the important books on branding, Breakthrough Branding, You Are a Brand, Women Who Brand. I'm sure the Men Who Brand book is coming out any minute now. Her new book, which is coming out real soon, Graduate to a Greater Career. She's our great friend, Catherine Capita. Welcome back.
Thanks for having me, Jim. Great to be here.
You're always welcome here, Catherine. Thanks for being here. So, okay, we're going to talk about millennials.
We're going to talk about millennials.
So get ready, folks. Catherine, I said this before you got here. I love millennials. Now, there are things about them that just drive me nuts and annoy the heck out of me. But in general, I love millennials. And the reason is, I really believe that they may be the best humans we've ever made.
Well, you know, it's interesting because they're much more philanthropically oriented, and that's to their credit.
And I'm not even just saying the way it manifests in them. I really think they're probably the most, the purest and the best people we've ever made. However, where they annoy people like me, mm-hmm. who hire them,
right.
And this is what your book's about, is that when you and I came up, you're a lot younger than me, but you're not in that generation. When we came up, our bosses only had to teach us the job. They didn't have to raise us.
Right, right.
When the millennials show up, folks, if you haven't hired a millennial yet, not in every case, but more times than not, you'll have to teach them a job, and you'll have to raise them a little bit.
In a way, it's
charming, but after a while, it's not charming.
Yeah, and it's a problem because, I mean, there have been a number of studies of employers, and they make the common comment, they're not career ready. You know, today's new graduates, millennials, are not career ready. You know, they don't even, you know, a lot of criticisms, they don't dress right when they come to an interview, you know.
Or they don't understand that 40 hours is, 40 hours a week with a lunch hour every week is not 9 to 5.
Right, right.
Because that's 40 hours without a lunch hour.
Right, right. But you have to look at, too, what's harder for millennials today. You know, our generation, I'm a baby boomer, too, and it was a rally about, could you do the job? Now it's, how can you do a better job than the other 200 people that are, you know, trying to get this job?
Right.
So it's a very different environment they face, a much tougher environment. Plus, they face the gig economy, you know, where so many companies, even big ones, are offering, you know, a 6-month job stint or a part-time job or, you know, things like that with no benefits. So it's a tougher environment to get a job and then to, you know, reap the benefits of a job in many cases.
Well, and also, you know, when I went to work, my first real corporate job, I actually anticipated retiring with that company.
Yes.
Now, I worked for them for 7 years.
Right.
And I soon was disabused of any, you know, spending my retirement with them. It wasn't going to be possible even. But my point is, but this bunch doesn't do that. They don't come to work for you thinking they're going to be there forever.
Right. No, they don't come to work thinking they're going to be there forever, but neither does the employer. You know, they say right now the average for millennials is 3 years on a job. So that's very different than our generation. But it's getting a lot. I mean, so many millennials I know, you know, they're 25 and they've had 4 jobs after college already. You know,
mm-hmm.
it's pretty incredible. They really feel very free to move around, and if something seems better, and
well, one of the things that they do is, you know, they don't put down roots like we did as early.
Right.
They don't buy
right.
houses. They don't get married. They may not even be dating. I mean, I've hired a bunch of millennials
mm-hmm.
in my company in the last 10 years, 15 years.
Right.
And most of them didn't even have a relationship.
Right, right. Yes.
Some of them did. Some of them were going to get married, whatever. But most of them weren't even dating anybody. And so if you're not putting down roots, if you don't have that commitment, if a shiny object pops up 500 miles away, you're out of here.
Right, right. You can do it. You're much more mobile.
And you know what? To some degree, I envy them because I wasn't like that.
Right, right. Right, but, you know, it's more difficult, too, because of the kind of work environment and all this moving around. They don't have job security, so, you know, it's harder for them to lay down roots, even with a down payment and things like that.
So overlay this concept over all this, Catherine. One of the topics we talk about quite a bit on the show are with my engagement experts.
Mm-hmm.
We talk about how managers can build a culture and an environment and a process that promotes engagement. You hire for engagement, you manage for engagement, you execute for engagement. How do you, one of the things I think we need to talk to millennials about is how to be engaged while you're in a job you're only going to be in 3 years.
Right, right.
What do you think about that?
No, I think it's a very good question because I think that, you know, engagement is, you know, the key buzzword now. And I think, you know, in terms of marketing, you look for engagement, you know, get people to respond to your ad. It's not just running a TV commercial. You know, it's all this interactivity and this whole importance of being engaged. And, you know, I think that's been a question about, you know, boomer and about the millennial generation. But, you know, they face a lot of things, you know, in terms of the job market, not only the gig economy that I mentioned, underemployment. You know, there was a new study by the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics that 50% of millennials are underemployed. They're working in jobs that don't require a college degree.
Right. They're baristas or something.
Yeah. So that's enormous.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's a lot of jobs in STEM careers. But if you're not in, you know, the sciences or computer science, you know, you face a much tougher environment.
Right. Yeah, it's hard to come out of college in the competitive environment right now. If you come rolling out of college with a liberal arts degree, English, history, poli sci, whatever, good luck.
Good luck. And, you know, that's the reason I wrote the book is because a lot of friends had children that were graduating from college and they were liberal arts majors, often from the top schools. Couldn't find a job.
Yep.
And it's very different. You know, I was a liberal arts major and, you know, I came to New York City and got a job in advertising. You can't do that now because you're competing with people that have a degree in business or have a degree in marketing or have a degree in advertising. So you can't go in as a lit major.
I had a liberal arts degree, but I also had a bunch of technical minors. But I came out and went into sales, and that got me ready for the world. That's what I'd recommend to millennials is go into sales. There are people out there who hire you to sell. You want to see what the world looks like? You want to see what the marketplace looks like when the rubber meets the road? Get into sales. Catherine Caputa and I will be right back. The new book is called Graduate to Great Career.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.